Welcome to Five Star Radio. Consider this your warning. Hey there, cats, kittens, dogs, and puppies. I'm Mike Coughlin, and welcome to Five Star Radio right here at HalfGuarded.com, the greatest website that has ever existed, basically created by friends and family so that one man does not kill himself out of boredom. Oh, yeah, we're doing Five Star Radio. Dog, come here. We are wandering. We are drunk. We are pilled off. We are doing whatever we can here on a Sunday fucking night to be produced to you all on a Monday morning so that you have something to listen to while you go about the doldrums of your terrible life. And I don't know what the fuck we're going to talk about because there's nothing. And when I say nothing, I mean fucking nothing going on. I will say this, and I want to start out this episode of Five Star Radio at HalfGuarded.com, the greatest website in the world, by giving my eternal gratitude and thanks to everybody from James Swift to Matt Grady to Fetman, Marvel 2K. I know his real name, but I can't think of his pseudonym right now. Guys at Comic Conversations. I don't know if I'm supposed to use your real names or not. I don't know, guys. Daza. The people, even Fuckface, my brother, who produced content this week. This week there was no UFC, there was no news of any sort, and yet I think, top to bottom, it was the greatest week of content we've ever had. We had some of our strongest, most diverse writing. I am so proud of what this website is. This website doesn't mean shit. It doesn't make shit. We're not some big name website. We're not MMA junkie who just produces the same horse shit and gets the same bullshit interviews. We're not an observer where we're just gonna have, you know, some Asperger motherfucker recite something over and over and over again. No. By the way, Brad and all those guys at Fire Pro Wrestling, you guys are amazing as well. I didn't forget ya! Although written content, I think, does better page views-wise. I don't know. Anyways, we have hit so much fucking amazing stuff this week on the site. And if this is like the only thing you've listened to, some random bullshit circumstances has led you listening to a man walking around in what used to be pants, but he cut them in half so they are now capri pants with Superman's logo on them. Well, he wears a Chicago Blackhawks jersey that his ex-wife, cunt, and I mean cunt, that she is, gave him, but he cannot stop wearing it because it's so fucking comfortable. As he walks two dogs, but two dogs, both of whom are puggles around a suburbanite neighborhood. And this is the first time you've ever heard Five Star Radio at HalfGuarded.com. First of all, know that we have amazing writing and amazing audio content. And this upcoming week, I have no fucking clue what's coming. At least we have a Bellator. No, World Series of Fighting to talk about. John Fitch fights. So, that's something. That's right, everybody. The next fucking week is all about John Fitch. Holy shit, someone put a bullet in my fucking brain. It's time to die. But I want to give you all a show. And I can see neighbors right now, and they're all looking at me like, what the fuck is going on with this guy? And you should be kind of cute and quaint, like, oh, look at the young man, blah, blah, blah. I'm 32 years old. I am well past the, oh, he's just kind of quirky, and into the, holy shit, he might be hiding bodies in the basement stage of life. They start to smell after a while. You can't do it that way. And there's a dog looking at me in the silhouette, and it's creepy as fuck. I will kill you. I was going to say rape you, because I thought that's the way to show dominance. Then realize it's a dog. Also, I'm not a rapist. So, what shall we talk about on this episode of Five Star Radio, which is already probably a quarter over. Maybe a half over. I don't know. This thing, man, it smells nice out. Woo! We already did a show a couple days ago, and I want another show. But I want something for Mondays. I want you guys to have some new content. I am all about quality new content. Doesn't explain why I'm doing this show. But we are not just going to produce house show results or the recap of an interview or some bullshit where you go, whoa, could you please tell me your thoughts on... This fucking website does real good work every fucking day. It's amazing. It is amazing. Grady and Swift, you guys are fucking gods and Daza. Holy shit, I cannot say enough about your work. If you don't read everything on the site, if you're just like, hey, I kind of like my Collins 5-star radio back on the old Rusting Observer website, I'm going to check it out here and there. Go to halfguard.com. I'm serious. I swear to you, the writing we have is professional grade quality about all kinds of things. We have everything. We discuss British pro wrestling, the history of Britain, of British pro wrestling. We have commentaries on Mexicans. And oh, fuck you, Mexico, and all you fucking Mexican pieces of shit. Interracial slur that rhymes with hick. Oh, that fucking game where you beat America. And fuck you, Jurgen Klinsmann. I'm not happy. But we have that. We have pieces on billboards in Chicago. We have everything. Why are you listening to this? This is nothing new, nothing revolutionary. You know. I'm aware that we're never going to be the big guy. I'm so fucking desperate for this to work. Because we have... And you know what? It's not even for me. I can just write my own little blog. The Bike Coffin blog. And like 5 people could read it. And I'd be like, eh, whatever. I, for the first time in forever, I feel really responsible for other people's, like, careers. And guess what? All of them have real jobs. They're all adults that make money. Some of them have wives and children. Like, what? First of all, Matt, you cannot be associated with the site for very much longer because you have a child. I'm sorry. It's just a rule. What the fuck is wrong with you? Come on. Seriously? Come on. Like, it's one thing if it's Tony because he's a degenerate piece of shit. Like I am, but come on, man. Like, you're a good person. You can't be associated with this horseshit. And I know you're listening right now because you're like the best we fucking got. So here I am walking two dogs as I ramble and rant. And this is without doubt a rant. None of you actually give a shit. You're all just like sitting there in awe, like, what the fuck is going on? Is it going to actually kill something? Kill someone or be killed? Will we hear it on air? Well, you fucking might, motherfuckers. And I haven't even said anything actually offensive yet. There's been no racial slurs yet, although I hinted at one. No sexism uttered yet. Not even a hint of it. Know who fucking sucked? Here's the non sequitur. Chael Sonnen. I'm so fucking tired of Chael Sonnen. He is such a useless piece of shit. I'm fucking serious. Chael Sonnen and Paige VanZant. I hope I don't forget the Paige VanZant rant. But fuck Chael Sonnen. Well, we all know what Chael did. And when he fought Anderson Silva the first time, that was one of the few times in my life when I watched a fight and he lost. I went, oh my gosh, I felt actual heartbreak. Because I thought it was so fucking great the way he built it up and everything. And the way he dominated Silva. And it was like, it was proving me right. Oh, he's a steroid. Blah, 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 blah. So was Anderson, of course, obviously. He just got away with it. By the way, that's another marketing Chael Sonnen. Anderson Silva outsmarted you on a drug test. But now Sonnen is out there every day and he's giving all of his interpretations and interviews and John Jones should turn this into a positive, blah, blah, blah. It's like Chael Sonnen is not half as smart as he thinks he is. And he goes around and he does all this shit and all of it is designed to keep Chael Sonnen in the news. Which, fine, good for you. I mean, that's your job. It's the only way you're ever gonna make any money. But right now, you have go away heat. When I see Chael Sonnen talks about something, I go, oh, fuck off. Like, Conor McGregor's gonna be bad about that. Except for I think that when Conor's done, when he's decided to stop fighting, he's gonna just fucking go away. Probably drink himself to death in a fucking bar in Ireland, like all proper Irishmen do. But he'll be done. And everything Conor says is about making himself money. Chael acts like he's this guru of MMA and blah, blah, blah. And, oh, the athletic commission needs to give us answers on Nick Diaz. Blah, 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 blah. Well, welcome to fucking 3 weeks ago, asshole. He's a guy who sticks his finger in the wind and figures out which way the wind is blowing so so that I can get the most publicity. And again, I don't totally blame you, except for I am so done with it, I think it's disingenuous. And Chael, to me, was at his best when he would talk shit, then afterwards, he would give an honest assessment of things. I liked Chael Sonnen before anybody did. I liked the hardcore punk man before any of you did. No, but I really did. Like, when he was in WEC, yes, that's right, WEC, he would give these post-fight interviews where he was kind of half doing what he does, except for there was some genuineness to it. And I liked it, and there was something to it. And yeah, he was very entertaining leading up to Anderson Silva and everything he did in UFC. It was funny, the whole carrot thing. I liked it. It was fine. But now that you're not fighting anymore, fuck off and piss off. It's just boring. He's not a commentator. When he was on World Series of Fighting, he was terrible. He has no natural gift for gab. What Chael Sonnen has is the ability to say things, to think things up in advance and say them. But that does not make him, you know, Ric Flair or anything like that. He's not actually engaging or entertaining as a person. What he is a series of pre-recorded sound bites. And I want him to go away. And I say this as a guy that loved Chael. But I'm done with it. And I'm also done with Paige Van Zandt, all 21 years old. Fuck you, you piece of shit. Holy fucking shit. Now, part of me has to be a little bit reserved. That's right, me saying fuck you, you piece of shit, is being reserved. She has some, and I don't know shit about Instagram, because I'm a 32-year-old divorcee. I don't go on Instagram. I just find my porn the old-fashioned way by Googling of age 18-year-olds. But she posted something like, I want you all to love me and to hold me and to want me, blah, blah, blah. I'll try to post a picture of it on the post for this show, if I remember. It's like everything she does, it's like, you're fucking 21. And when she brags, like, why shouldn't I have this? I've earned it, blah, blah, blah. It's like, fuck you, you're 21. You haven't earned shit. 21-year-olds have never earned a fucking thing in the world except for Purple Hearts. Maybe medals of shit in the war or whatever. Modern 21-year-olds haven't earned shit. 100 years ago, yeah. I mean, they're real men and women. You are a fucking girl who is a dancer who got into fighting, and you're kind of pretty, which is code for prettier than the other chicks, but not actually objectively pretty. So if anybody saw you on a dance floor, you'd be a 7 compared to a bunch of 10s. And people are like, oh, well, Mike, blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, first of all, I'm a 4. So a 7 is way out of my fucking league. But if she wasn't actually beating people up, no one would give a fuck about her looks. She is not Giselle. You know, what's-his-face from Dallas is not begging her to come to football games so you can watch her and jerk off in the locker room afterwards, and then he beats a woman and throws her on fucking machine guns. And I talked in the last show about how I think she's doing good work. I think she may progress as a fighter. Will she ever be a champion? Who fucking knows? She's 21. But I will say this. Nothing about her right now tells me that she could be a champion. Nothing. I don't see anything about her game that stands out as outstanding in the way that Joanna Jacek has something outstanding about her game. That's her striking. And Joanna's going to be exposed bad. Like, eventually, if women's MMA progresses to the level of men's MMA, which will never happen because women aren't, they can't do sports like men can. Sorry, your vaginas get in the way. But I mean, every sprawl Joanna does is basically heavy on the one hip, does a deep overhook, half wizard, throws some elbows. That works so far, but nobody in men's MMA has ever been able to successfully sprawl over and over and over and over again using an overhook. She doesn't even fight for a fucking underhook. She does not dig deep for the underhook. I have to fucking dig deep for underhooks when I fucking practice with people. Fuck you, Joanna. And I like her. I think Joanna's got a real charisma. I think she's got that thing about her. And it really is something that as you get older, and I'm sorry for all you youngins listening, I cannot imagine our demographics skew younger than like 30. The older you get as a man, the less you actually care what a woman looks like. Don't get me wrong. We all like a good set of tits. A nice ass. That's always going to be there. We always want it. I lower my voice in the act of thereof to make it sound like I'm more of a man. Not the, you know, fairy piece of shit that I am. But sexiness is not about how you look. It is about the attitude, the way you carry yourself. You know, when I saw Ronda Rousey versus, I was going to say Claudia Gadelha. It's not Claudia Gadelha. What's her face from Brazil? Is it Claudia Gadelha? I don't know. Fuck! Anyways, Joanna, we'll just go back to Joanna. Joanna versus Paige. Paige is actually probably physically more appealing. Like, if you look at her, you break down their features and the symmetry of the faces and blah, blah, blah. Now, to me, I like the attitude of Joanna. She's Betch Kohea. That's who I'm talking about. I would rather have sex with Betch Kohea than Ronda Rousey. Oh, Mike, don't judge women's sports based on their sexual appeal. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, fuck off. You know how many women watch MMA? You know, none. And when they do watch it because their boyfriends or husbands or, you know, soon-to-be ex-boyfriends make them watch, they're like, ooh, that guy's kind of cute. I like Sage Northcutt. Good look at him. He's really cute with his frosted tips on his hair. And I bet his penis is uncircumcised. Blah, blah, blah. Women do the same thing. Just that they're not in positions of power like men are. So it's actually not as bad. Anyways. Yeah, Betch Kohea, she had sex appeal to her. And Claudia Gadelha, I'm sorry, Joanna Jacek versus Paige VanZant. Paige, I feel uncomfortable around, because she looks like she's 15. And I say this as a man who literally lives two blocks from a high school. And sometimes I'll be walking these two fucking dogs, and I'll see like these high school girls on the cross-country team or whatever, and they're running, and they're like, little shorts and little sport bras and all this stuff. And I'm looking at them, and all I can think of is, who would want to have sex with you? I do not. And I guess this is a good thing. But I do not understand pedophiles at all. To me, I want a woman. And I see Joanna Jacek as a woman. And Paige VanZant is a little girl. And she pretends that she's such a quote-unquote try-hard. And she really is such a try-hard. Posting these videos of her dancing and look at me earn it and I want you to love me and blah blah blah. I'm like, oh my gosh, can you imagine dating someone like her? Holy fuck, you'd want to tear your fucking eyes out. And if you think to yourself, oh, I wouldn't care, she's hot, that means you're not an adult. What you want is a woman who's secure in herself, who is an adult herself. And I look at Joanna Jacek, and I just see somebody who is secure in herself. I don't even know how old she is. She's probably like 24, for all I fucking know. Not a real adult either. But I see her, and I see, that is sexy. And I don't mean that in like actual sexual appeal. I mean, don't get me wrong. She's a very attractive woman. It's objectively, it's like, if I didn't know anything about her and she was naked, I'd be like, oh, I could probably get up for that. But like, as far as like appeal, charisma, Joanna Jacek, Joanna Champion. That is a woman I'm interested in. I like that. That's some good shit. Paige VanZant. Holy fuck, I feel like I'd have to like give you some bubble gum. I don't know. Like, she's so young. She's so far removed from me age-wise. It's only a decade, but a decade's a long fucking time. That I start to become like an old man, and as an old man, I'm like, oh, I don't know what the kids today are into. And I start thinking, like, what were the kids into when I was a kid? Well, when I was 12, kids that were 2 would have been into, I don't know, Pokemon and bubblegum. I don't know why the fuck that is, but I'd be like, hey, here you go. And it would work with Ronda Rousey, because she likes Pokemon. She's only a few years younger than me, but she's still younger than me. So, in summation, because we're getting close to the end of the show, Paige VanZant makes me feel creepy in the pants. And I want to give her bubblegum and a life lesson about avoiding bad boys and how she shouldn't drink or do drugs. And she should be a lady. Joanna Jacek, I want to marry and make her the mother of my children. And Chael Sonnen is a huckster, a charlatan, and a liar. And HalfGuarded.com has the best fucking content of any website on the world. Pound for pound. which really is article for article, but seriously, you fucking look at those other websites. You ask yourself, every article we do on halfguarded.com, some of them are just bullshit, and we will basically tell you it's bullshit. It's like, oh, hey, you want to watch UFC Embedded? Because, like, here it is. We're going to do a Valley Girl voice. And then, like, here's 2,000 or here's 3,000 words in the history of British wrestling. Nobody else does that. No Raw ratings this. No house show results from Omaha, Nebraska. No offense to Omaha or Nebraska. I got family from Nebraska. My mom used to live in Nebraska when she was a little kid. Good people there. They're really not. They're just like everybody else in the Midwest. We're all just sad sacks. But yes, again, halfguarded.com. I cannot praise you guys. Everybody on the site, you have been a godsend to me. I look at it and I think, I really want to, like, find a different website for you guys to write for, where you can have, like, twice as many readers or something. I want everybody involved in this website to have greater success than this shithole that is halfguarded.com. I'm trying so hard for everybody to make it good. And I hope everybody listening, anybody, just please spread the word, because not for my sake, fuck me. I'm a burnout and I'm going nowhere. But these other guys, James, Matt, Daza, Comic-Con, Comic Conversations, Fire Pro, all these guys. My brother and Admin Tony, as you all know him. But these guys all deserve this shit. This site's good. Liam Barrett wrote for it first the other week. Like, this stuff is good. They should have a larger platform than what I can provide. And I promise to all of you, because, like, I imagine most of, like, my audience is people who actually write for the site. That's why I let everybody write for the site. Fucking John Hathwell hasn't written for us forever, but he's a great writer. Should have a bigger audience. So please visit just for their sake, not mine. I'll die and wither away, but they truly deserve it. You can hear the gate clang here as I lock up the beast. But please, just spread the word for their sake, not for mine. Hey, dog, come here. So until I come back in a couple days, when I get bored again, I am Mike Coughlin. This is Five Star Radio, but please visit halfguarded.com. That's what really matters. Because if you don't, then millions and millions of people will die. I don't know why, but they just will. So thank you all for listening to this, whatever this was. And we'll be back shortly. Dog, come here. But until we come back, I say au revoir, mes amis.
I was a five-star man before the internet. I'm damn sure a five-star man now, okay? I just got to drop the dead weight so I can shine.